Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It was a taunt that said in school and said on the playground. I don't know if it happens so much anymore, but when I was growing up, it was a regular part of what went on. Liar, liar, pants on fire. I've about hit my limit. Sick and tired of it. Liar, liar, pants on fire was always directed to the people in school who would exaggerate their position, exaggerate their accomplishments, maybe say something bad about somebody else, but we knew who those people were and we knew not to listen to them. I am sick and tired of all the lies that go on. It's not mere hyperbole. It just is rampant. And then when somebody goes to correct, that person's called the liar. And it makes absolutely no sense to me. It angers me. It leads me to believe that we live in a society that doesn't really have an idea of what the truth is. And it needs to end. But we have nobody to blame, really, but ourselves. Some suck it in and just claim that the lies are the truth. Claim that the folks who are trying to figure out what the truth is are the ones who are lying. Because we are people of hyperbole. Think about it. How often have you asked somebody about an event in their life? A meal they went to, a vacation they were on, a movie they saw. And you've heard the response, it was the best vacation ever. Really? Ever? It was better than that trip you took when you had the boat that went through Europe on the rivers? Better than that? It was better than the first time that you were able to see the azure blue waters of the Caribbean and wiggle your toes in that beautiful white sand. Better than that? Really? Best ever? We are people who are more grounded, I think, in the here and now than we are in the history of our lives. It might have been the best vacation ever this year, or maybe this month. Not necessarily ever. There's all kinds of exaggerated statements that we make that are just kind of part of our normal experience in terms of talking to everybody. I was scared to death. Really? Now, I think the people who are scared to death are the people who find themselves in a near-death situation. They're the ones who could be scared to death. Somehow, I think sitting in a darkened room watching a suspense thriller or horror movie doesn't quite qualify as being scared death. What does qualify, probably, would be the people on Aeromexico flight 2431 who tried to take off in Durango, Mexico this week. In case you haven't kept up on the news, they took off in a storm, or they tried to. The plane crashed at the end of the runway. Was engulfed in flames. 103 people, 99 passengers and 4 crew members all made it out alive. Some of them claim, and I think rightfully so, that it was a miracle. Because you don't hear of those things very often. In fact, most of the time it's the exact opposite. and we're grateful if we hear one or two people might have survived such a calamity. But the fact that everybody was able to get out truly was a miracle. And I would imagine that there were probably at least three people in that plane who were scared to death. As they interviewed people over this past week, talking about the experience, it was a life-changing experience for a number of people. A lot of the people gave credit to God, saying it truly was a miracle. Many people talked about how their lives now were something that were going to be revisited, because now, more than ever, they understand that every day of their life is a gift that God has blessed them with. And they were going to use those days to make a difference. They were going to use those days to see that the world wasn't the place that it is today, that each and every day they would find some way to improve the quality of life for the people in the world around them. Probably an experience much like the people of Israel had. Some 4,000 years ago, they're trudging around in the desert and they're whining and complaining about the fact of, "Yoy, God, you took us out of Egypt where we had all this great food, and now we got nothing. You taught us out here to die. How fair is that?" The reality is that they were grounded in that day, in that moment, and didn't look at their history or understand it wholly. They had this whole idea about standing next to the big bowls of stew that were there. When history said they got rancid bread and very little of it, and they were beaten into submission and sometimes beaten to death if they didn't do what they wanted to do. That's what you want to go back to? That's your sense of reality? That's the lie you're going to envelop within your life because you think that this day is bad? And so they're given a gift. Food from God. Quail. Manna. There's a catch with the manna, though. The catch with the manna is you get what you need for the day. That's it. That's all you collect. Did they follow their directions? Ooh. But what they found out was that extra manna they collected, by the time they got to the next day, it spoiled and was unfit to eat. Because part of the lesson that the people of Israel needed to learn was the fact that God would provide for them on a daily basis what they needed at that moment, at that day. The crowds are following Jesus around, trying to figure out where they can get their next free meal from. Heck, you just fed 5,000 people. Fish, bread, all you can eat, more than they needed. But why wouldn't you follow the meal ticket around? Come on, it's a good deal. And so when they come to Jesus, then he begins to talk about this bread. Bread of life. He is that bread. For the disciples, they began to understand, I think, a little bit about the presence of Jesus in their life, being that substantial gift from God that would sustain them day to day. With the people on flight 2, 4, 3, 1, remember is the fact that they have been blessed with extra days. And for many of them, they were going to use each of those days as a precious gift to give back into the world, which is exactly what we're called to do each and every day of our lives, to understand that this day is a gift, not to be worrying about the next day and what's going to happen there, but to understand that this gift that God has blessed us with is one that God provides for us, not only the day, but the ability to do what needs to be done to carry out God's work in this world. To be able to take this blessing that God has given us and fulfill our lives and our destiny within the world of Christ. To be the people that God has called us to be. To understand that nothing we can do or should do is impossible or beyond our means. Because we will be blessed with the bread of life. The bread of life fills us each and every day. Not a bread that sustains us like Wonder Bread or anything like that. Not that that sustains us. But the fact of the matter is that what we receive through God is that bread of life in Christ. That bread that spiritually feeds us, that bread that guides us to go on into the world to do the things we're called to do. And it is that bread that doesn't just come in a bodily form in terms of the meal we receive here at this table. But the bread of life is one that gives us those things that we need to do the tasks that God calls us to do, no matter what those tasks might be. But those tasks are always ones in which we celebrate this day that God has made, this day that God has blessed to allow us to live, this day where we have the opportunity to go out into the world and to do some of God's work here and now. When the ELCA came up with that whole idea of God's work, our hands, it was with the reality and the understanding that we are the ones who have been blessed to carry on God's work here in this place. And each and every day we're called to different tasks, called to be the people that God has blessed us to be, called to be ones who reach out to serve a needy world, called to be able to live out the gospel message each and every day, to be people who live life understanding that this day is a gift. This day is a blessing. This day is a day that God has made for us to be able to share with the world, to be able to love within the world, to be able to care for the world in the way that God sees appropriate for us to do. We have been blessed with this day, and blessed with all we need to be the person that God has called us to be. Blessed through the bread of life. Blessed through the will and love of God. Blessed always to be a child of God, sharing God's love in this world each and every day. For this day, blessing. Amen.